This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Office bearers of Nepali Congress discuss the party's roles in changed political context. Former President Dr. Ram Baran Yadav says Supreme Court verdict to reinstate House of Representatives strengthened constitution. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Dor Mani Paudel committed to set up a technical school in each local level, and U.S. drug regulators say single shot of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine safe and effective. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the office bearers of Nepali Congress has discussed the role of party following the reinstatement of the House of Representatives with the Supreme Court decision on the 23rd of February. General Secretary of the party, Poorna Bahadur Khadka, said the party office bearers and former office bearers meeting held at the party president Sher Bahadur Dewa's residence yesterday discussed the party's possible roles in the changed political context. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has awarded the Hem Bahadur Malla Award of 2075 Bikram Sambat to senior chest specialist Dr. Gauri Shankar Lal Das. Amidst a program at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Bhandari honored Dr. Das for his contribution to medical and social services. The award carries a purse of 200,000 rupees along with a letter of appreciation. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has administered the oath of office to the newly appointed residential ambassador of Nepal to the United Kingdom, Lok Darshan Regmi, and ambassador of Nepal to South Africa, Dr. Nirmal Kumar Biswakarma, yesterday. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president said the newly appointed ambassadors were sworn in amid a special ceremony organized at Sheetal Nivas. Former President Dr. Ram Baran Yadav has said the latest Supreme Court's verdict regarding the House reinstatement will strengthen the Constitution and the system of the Constitution envisions. Addressing the 99th birth anniversary of late leader Mahendra Narayan Nidhi in Janakpur yesterday, former President Yadav claimed that the Supreme Court's verdict saved the federalism, democracy and inclusiveness and secularism as per the sentiment of the people. Former President Dr. Yadav expressed the worries that the lack of fiscal discipline and transparency in political parties endangered democracy. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Dor Mani Paudel, has said at least one technical school will be set in every local level, laying the foundation stone for the reconstruction of 21-room building of Mahindra Secondary School at Hetauda yesterday. Chief Minister Paudel hoped that the schools would provide skilled human resources competent enough for the market. He stressed on the need of diversifying technical education as per the need in the country. CM Paudel also stressed on location-based technical education rather than teaching the same skills to all. The Ministry of Health and Population has added additional 83 corona-related deaths. With this, the revised corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 2,767. Likewise, the ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 273,800 infected people, more than 270,200 have recovered from the infection. The ministry also reported 112 new corona infection cases in the last 24 hours with 84 recoveries. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Arial says the government will bring the advanced agricultural technology in collaboration with the government of Israel for all the seven provinces. Minister Arial, who reached Lamjung along with the Ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Hanan Goder, informed that the government would bring the advanced agricultural technology, setting up the Center for Excellence in all provinces. The minister stressed on the need of modernization of the agriculture for materializing the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. On the occasion, Israeli Ambassador Goder viewed that the agricultural transformation in Nepal would be possible by the linking by linking the agricultural sector with technology. The ambassador also shared that Israel achieved the current height of development due to the use of technology in agriculture. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द ब्रेक द समी साहित्य साधना सम्मान हैज बीन कन्फर्ड अन मार्क्सिस्ट क्रिटिक मोहन वैद्य किरण Recognizing his contribution to Marxist literature and criticism in Nepali literature, Leader Baidya has been honored with the award. The award carries a purse of 111,111 rupees and a letter of appreciation. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, has stressed on the need for using new technologies for the increasing productivity in the country. Inaugurating a seminar on Science, Technology and Innovation Policy 2076 Bikram Sambat yesterday, Minister Shrestha said the awareness and proper use of technology would help in fight against the pandemic like COVID-19. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. regulators have found the single shot of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective. The vaccine developer says the vaccine would be a cost-effective alternative to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and can be stored in a refrigerator instead of a freezer. Trials found it prevented serious illness was about 66% effective overall when moderate cases were included. The company has agreed to provide US with 100 million doses by the end of June. The UK, EU and Canada have also ordered doses and 500 million doses have also been ordered through the COVAX scheme to supply poorer nations. Greece and Austria are urging other EU states to adopt coronavirus vaccination passports, which could help revive Europe's stricken tourist industry. The idea of such a document, likely to be a certificate, would be a permit that those who have been vaccinated to travel freely within the EU. The proposal was put forward during a virtual discussion between the EU leaders. But a vaccine passport faces opposition from some of the bloc's 27 member states. France and Germany say such documents could be premature because data on the efficacy of vaccines in preventing a person from carrying or passing on the virus is incomplete. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudur Pashchim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Office bearers of Nepali Congress discuss the party's role in changed political context. Former President Dr. Ram Baran Yadav says Supreme Court's verdict to reinstate House of Representatives strengthened constitution. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Doramadi Paudel committed to set up a technical school in each local level, and U.S. drug regulators say single shot of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine safe and effective. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. Till then, have a good day ahead.